Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Edward Humes is with us. He's our new friend. He's the author of almost a dozen books that he's written over the years, which have been critically acclaimed. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist for his work in a number of areas. His new book is called Force of Nature, The Unlikely Story of Walmart's Green Revolution, and he's our new friend, Edward Humes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Edward, we've talked about green quite a bit on the show. We've talked about using natural resources in a more productive and effective way and conservative way. And one of the things that I think we've learned in doing that is that being green is more than just turning the lights off or not wasting water or not polluting or not abusing resources. Green has evolved to the point now, and I think this is where we need to plug in probably. Green has evolved, the concept, the idea, the philosophy of green has evolved to the point now where it's good business, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. It's the business case for sustainability, and that's the underlying message of the reason for taking a look at what a company like Walmart is doing, because through a very unusual process and some unusual characters combining, they have come to view this business case for sustainability as something very vital and for their success.
When you use that word sustainability, another one of our brain trust members, Bruce Piasecki, uses that word a lot. Tell us what you think sustainability means.
Well, it's one of those terms that can make your eyes glaze over if you're not careful. So to keep it simple, it's a way of living or a way of doing business that preserves your ability to do more of the same in the future. In other words, you're not exhausting the things that you depend upon to be successful, but you're preserving them and yet at the same time being successful in your endeavors. So that's really what it boils down to. Nature is by nature sustainable, and mm-hmm. a lot of our activities have gotten in the way of that.
Right. Well, one of the things that I studied environmental biology as one of I was even though I had a you know I was a business student, I loved nature. I loved science and biology, and so I took a lot of courses in that area, and at one point in time thought I was actually going to become a naturalist. And in one of the courses I took way back decades ago was environmental biology. And one of the things that I learned there was that for a long time, human beings had the idea that the solution to pollution was dilution. Well, we've now learned that the economy the environment can't absorb all that we can give it anymore. So dilution is not the answer. The other thing that has happened, you know, more recently is we realize that the solution to our future isn't just to go get more stuff, because that stuff that we want to go get more of is starting to run out, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
and aren't those the two keys to sustainability? To realize that we can't dilute ourselves into away our pollution, and we can't keep just going and getting more of what we want. We have to come up with other ways of thinking about what we consume.
I think that is an excellent summation of the problem not any particular company faces, but our entire economy and way of life. The sort of shop till you drop mm-hmm. approach to life is something that we've taken for granted for a very long time, and very hard to see our way clear of that. And boy, of all companies to start thinking about this, that's what fascinated me. really, of all companies, Walmart, which wants you to buy ever more amounts of stuff,
right.
And endless growth is their business model, is the whole big box idea.
So you consider...
For them to get involved in this is remarkable.
You considered your approach to them to really be kind of ironic, didn't you?
Well, I was extremely skeptical. I met this fellow, Jib Ellison, and he is the kind of the original CEO whisperer, and he was the one who became the catalyst for this transformation of thinking about the environment at Walmart. And I met him and knew he was involved in this sort of business sustainability consultancy, and I was really excited about it because that was something I wanted to write about. And it wasn't until later that I said, "Well, so who are some of your big clients?" And he said, "Well, you know, the biggest of them is Walmart." And you know, my eyebrows practically shot through the top of my head. Seriously, Walmart. But the data is there, and the significance of it, I think, is there because he may have been a catalyst for this big company. One guy who lives off the grid in Northern California, but Walmart has become the catalyst for spreading this notion to all the many industries it does business with, and countries too, China, for instance.
Well, and they've got the thing about Walmart is they're the 800-pound gorilla in a whole lot of the economy, and especially in the retail and whoever supports retail. And when they say something, their vendors, when they say March, their vendors start stepping.
Well, and that is something that small businesses in particular have often been very uneasy and have mixed emotions about. I guess I don't know.
Or have been the victim of.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time, I think, in their history where that scale and power of the big gorilla, as you say, is being used for something that is a really positive thing rather than crushing something. And there's a lot of examples where smaller vendors, smaller businesses have been asked or told to adopt more sustainable practices and have worried about what that was going to do to them and then have actually prospered as a result because companies whose energy and carbon footprints are reduced, their utility bills go down, and lots of good things for the business start happening that has made them true believers.
See, sustainability is how a guy like me, who's not a tree hugger, I love trees, but I'm not a tree hugger because I'm also a capitalist. Sustainability is the concept, folks, that I encourage you to think about, that allows you to love planet Earth, but still be a capitalist. It's kind of binds the two together. The book is called Force of Nature. The author is Edward Humes. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.